In our Harvard Business Review article published last week, my co-authors and I established that most companies don't lack ideas. They lack efficient idea marketplaces that can reliably connect people who know the problems with people who can solve them. Here's the hard truth. When a company spots a real market need and encourages its teams to solve that challenge, they find that 71.4% of the time, the solution already exists within one of their employees. But ideas die in silence when we fail to see and connect them. Stop reinventing. Surface what you already have and put it to work. When you treat your organization like an idea market, where needs and solutions meet, innovation throughput rises. The evidence is clear and the managerial moves are practical. That's why HBR kept the peace tight. Verifiable research, core principles, what every leader can do next. But here's the layer that didn't make the final cut. AI now supplies the wiring, the capture, connection, scoring, and routing that turns a suggestion box into a functioning market. Like any efficient exchange, the best idea markets have liquidity, transparency, price signals, and fast execution. AI gives you those characteristics at scale. The gap culture can't fill. When discussing idea marketplaces, I've described three levers: process, structure, culture, that organizations are already pulling. They matter. AI amplifies those levers so they scale. Pull out. Without AI, the market stalls where it always stalls. Discovery is noisy, matching is slow, valuation is subjective, prioritization is political, and mobilization is manual. Many of my 2025 newsletters sharpen the same point. The market isn't about collecting more ideas. It's about attention and allocation, about scarce time and resources funneling to the few ideas that will move the needle. When it's hard to match ideas with existing solutions, companies default to reinventing the wheel, ignoring what's already there and building from scratch. To make the leap from a lot of ideas to a lot of outcomes, you need AI embedded across 5 steps. Discover ideas and existing solutions, match needs with solvers inside and out, value the options with comparable business cases, prioritize objectively against constraints, mobilize by routing to teams, budgets, timelines. The AI engine room. 1. Discover. Raise quality. Reduce noise. AI writing helpers, often called large language models, now make it easier for employees to submit clear, useful ideas, and they help leaders ask sharper questions. Platforms like Brightidea build this into their forms and whiteboards. The AI can expand, tidy, and summarize what people type, and its memo feature can even turn a short paragraph into a simple one-pager. Think a product pitch with facts. The payoff is better quality submissions and far less review work for moderators. If you want your challenges guided by what is happening outside your company, Itonix brings in AI-curated signals and trend insights, so promising clues do not get lost in email. It also follows strict, internationally recognized security practices, which keeps it and security teams comfortable. IdeaScale is designed for large, sensitive programs like those in government. Its AI can run inside your own secure systems or on approved government cloud environments, so you can analyze a high volume of ideas without sending sensitive data to outside services. 2. Match. Connect needs with solvers and partners. Real value appears when your marketplace uncovers what is already solved. QMarkets couples AI-assisted discovery with startup scouting to link internal needs to external, ready-made solutions. It is designed to keep you from reinventing the wheel. Hype Innovation, now merged with PlanBox, connects trend and tech scouting with ideation so who can solve this extends beyond your org chart. When you need reach outside the building, Wazoku, which acquired Innocentive, gives you a global solver crowd with a long trail of serious use cases, NASA among them. The Innocentive story began at Eli Lilly and was later spun out, a credible lineage for open problem solving. For utilities and energy networks, Innovation Force provides a sector-specific idea and decision platform that connects teams facing similar technical challenges and accelerates shared solutions across organizations. Co-founded by Harvard Business School professor Linda Hill, Innovation Force has been recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative companies in the workplace. 3. Value. Create comparable business cases. The difference between a fun idea and a fundable idea is a business case. PlanView IdeaPlace, formerly Spidget, built its reputation on crowd science and machine learning over large, messy idea sets, and crucially, sits inside PlanView's portfolio tools. That means value estimates, dependencies, and capacity constraints flow into the same place you make investment decisions. Scale is not hand-wavy either. Spidget brought 6M+ users across 170 countries into IdeaPlace. 4. Prioritize. Score with evidence once options are structured. AI helps you rank fairly. Cluster duplicates, surface contrarian outliers, and align scores to strategy. Brightidea, QMarkets, and Hype all foreground AI-assisted evaluation, so review meetings focus on differences that matter, not formatting. 5. Mobilize. Close the last mile to execution. Great markets settle quickly, and then settle up. PlanView's edge is the handoff. Ideas move into funded work with portfolio context intact. In government, IdeaScale's FedRAMP authorized footprint and audit trails allow accepted ideas to flow into projects without creating a compliance problem. NASA's internal NASA at Work program is a visible example of IdeaScale's model in action. Hidden ideas, bigger impact. In our research for this HBR piece, we saw the human stakes as well as financial ones of uncovering existing solutions. Consider a data point from the animal welfare world. If just 6% more families who plan to get a pet chose adoption rather than purchase, shelter killings would end. It's a vivid example of how connecting the right need to the right existing solution can change lives. This is exactly what a functioning marketplace does. And yes, digitization makes the loop faster. In hospitality, for example, AI-assisted thermostats can temper, set to max behavior, and reduce wasted energy without compromising comfort. These signals, when captured and routed, translate to measurable savings. A 90-day path to AI-led marketplaces. Here's a tight, plug-and-play way to stand up an idea marketplace in any organization. The aim is simple. Capture better ideas, match them to what already exists, and move the best ones into delivery. Start small to prove value fast, then scale across teams. Pick a concrete pain point, like cutting customer support wait times, and open it up to your employees to submit ideas for a solution. Use AI platforms like Brightidea, QMarkets, Hype, or Itonix to clean up submissions and auto-cluster similar ideas. Build a lightweight solution index and expertise directory from your docs, tickets, wikis, and past projects. Link it to your idea platform so as people submit, they see related fixes and internal owners. This prevents reinventing the wheel. Look for an existing fix inside or outside the company. If the solution doesn't exist, then use QMarkets to scout startups and run a Wazakuno incentive challenge to tap external problem solvers. Only fund a new program if nothing already fits. In PlanView, use a short, consistent rubric so great idea means great for us right now. Score every proposal on the same 3-4 metrics, such as impact, cost, time to value, and team capacity. If you're in government or a highly regulated sector, run AI within your secure environment GovCloud or on-prem. IdeaScale supports this by default, so you can analyze ideas without sending data to outside services. Push approved ideas straight into delivery in PlanView. Send a brief accept or decline note to every submitter and showcase wins. Visible outcomes keep contributors engaged and the flywheel turning. Document the playbook from your pilot by tracking the prompts, scoring rubric, decision cadence, and comms. Repeat in a second domain, recruit a few market champions, and expand. HBR clarified the why AI is the how. HBR's strength is its center of gravity, research grounded, generalizable, managerially useful. That's why we kept the article focused on the organizational moves leaders can trust across contexts. But the practical reality I see is that AI has become the operating system of idea marketplaces. It compresses the cost of coordination. It makes attention programmable. It lets your company behave less like a maze and more like a market.